I'm Sister Mary Benedicta, and I am a member of the Little Sister of the Poor.
I am Sister Catherine Juliana. I am a member of Little Sisters of the Poor.
Thank you for joining us, sisters. Now, this is to talk a little bit about your life, your vocation, and your choices. Sister Catherine, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about how you came to become a nun.
I come from a very Christian background, whereby through the formation in school and my own family, I grew in faith. And it's in that faith that the Lord speaking in my heart. I was also focused more on the care of the elderly. From my background where I came from, we have high respect of the elderly. We regard them as they've got the wisdom and the example to share with the young people. And that kind of directed me to ground my own vocation and listening in the Word of God and the activities of my environment where I grew from. It helped me as well to be more focused in my own vocation as well.
And Sister Mary Benedicta, tell me a little bit about how you came to be a nun.
For me, it's about a call. In my own family background, my father wasn't a Christian to begin with. Neither my mother wasn't that Christian, but later on in life, she's become a wonderful Christian mother. But my father wasn't a Christian, and he died being an atheist. But baptized all their children in a Catholic faith, even having not been a Christian at all. But he believed, I suppose, in his way, because in our tradition, they believe there is a being, although they don't know exactly what this being is. But they made sure that their children, they were all baptized. And as I was growing up, of course, there are so many religions around me, and I didn't quite know the difference between them. One minute I like to be a religious, another minute I like to have a family. But after school, I realized God is actually calling me, but I didn't know exactly what that was. So when I finished the secondary school, while waiting to know what to do next, I found a job. I had a job. I was working as a cashier in a company. But after 1 year in this company, each time I sleep, I will see myself serving the old people. And it was in dream I had the name Little Sisters of the Poor. So I have to work hard to find where they are, because they are not in my region. They weren't in my region.
Sister Catherine, tell me a little bit about what inspired you to serve the elderly in your charism.
From my own childhood, I grew with the idea of going towards the poor, and especially the elderly people. I was brought up with a high respect for our grandparents. And also, whatever we did to them, we believe that we did to our own parents. And in my own area, I've seen a lot of religious and a lot of priests who were dedicated to God to give their lives to the poor as well. And they were an example for me to see how they were dedicated. And I belonged to different groups in my own parish where I was growing, where we were giving our time also to look after the poor and look after the elderly particularly. Visiting different places, I remember visiting the Little Sisters of the Poor. And the first thing which struck me, it was the words on the wall, "Never forget that the poor are our Lord." And that was the turning point of me in a very mysterious way, because I had the word of the Lord as I come from a very Christian background. Our Lord asking, saying that if we give a glass of water to any one of the little ones in his name, we are doing it to the Lord. And I linked the two words from the Bible, from the words of the Lord, to what these words of St. John Duke, and now I know, but I didn't know by that time. Never forget that the poor are our Lord.
Sister Mary Benedicta, I know you said that you had a job before you,
I did.
You became a sister. Tell me a little bit about the challenges and the changes. How easy was it for you to move into religious life?
I would say it wasn't easy at all, because, as I said, my family, they were Christians, but they weren't deep, deep Christians. So at the time I was living with my auntie, who very much objected my idea of being a nun to begin with. But I insisted, if this is my vocation, I should pursue it. Even if nobody's going to help me, I should find my own way. Because if I am to get married, if I see somebody I like, I say I want to marry to this person, nobody will say to me no. So likewise, if this is what the Lord wants of me and I am convinced I'm going to be happy, I shall follow it. So at one point she says she's going to report me to my mother. But luckily I had a cousin who lived in Italy at the time. So he visited home. I went to see him and I explained everything, you know, and my dream, how I have been, you know, seeing myself, 70 odd people. And he said to me, oh, he knew them, the Little Sisters of the Poor. So he asked me if I come the following Sunday, his wife would take me to them. But actually, they were Little Sisters of Jesus. So it was Little Sisters of Jesus who gave me the address of the Little Sisters of the Poor. And another friend of mine took me to them. And when I went and saw them, of course, I realized, yes, that's it. That's what the Lord wants of me. But before I could get to them, with the little money I earn, each weekend I used to go home and share with elderly people in my locality, you know, and they were so happy, even though it was so little, but they appreciated the gest.
That's brilliant. You can hear about God's hand on that journey of yours. Mm. Sticking with you, Sister Mary Benedicta, just a quick one. What would you say is the best thing about being a nun?
The best thing about being a nun for me is being close to God and knowing that I am loved by God. So each time I think God loved me, I get a great satisfaction knowing that I am loved. Even when at times this love expresses in different forms, sometimes in difficulty, but I know God still loves me, and I know I can still trust him. So knowing he is God, that is enough.
I love the way that the joy of the faith is coming through with both of your testimonies. But I'd like to, this final question is for both of you. It's up to you who goes first. The final question is for both of you. And that is to say, if you were in front of maybe a group of young people who were just searching in their life for what they might do with their life, how would you say to them, hey, think about becoming a religious? What would you say to them?
I would say to them, if the Lord is calling you to serve him in religious life, I would say, do not be afraid. It's a journey of love. Because when one loves, no matter what, you find your fulfillment. It's a journey of faith. It's a journey of trust. And if the Lord calls you, he gives you the grace to answer the call. So the grace of God will be always there. So the joy of the Lord will always be the strength.
And Sister Catherine?
What I will say is not as well to be afraid because of many noises the young people might be hearing today, but to listen to the gentle voice of the Lord. It speaks to each one of us in a very, very mysterious ways. He's got a plan, and if we enter that plan of his holy will, which is the divine will, which is as a plan for each one of us, that will be our joy and our peace.
Wonderful. Sister Mary Benedicta and Sister Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.